And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 4th of November. It's the birthday of Ursula Wolf, born on this day in 1951. Ursula Wolf is a German philosophy professor and writer. She was philosophy teacher at the Free University of Berlin, at the University of Frankfurt, and is distinguished retired professor of philosophy at the University of Mannheim. In her work, Ursula Wolf argues for animal rights. Talking about animal testing, she argues that the fact that something can be useful for human beings or that it is legal doesn't make it ethically right. She also criticizes the German animal protection law that, according to her, has double standards because it says on the one hand that humans have moral obligations towards non-human animals, and on the other, that these obligations disappear when it comes to experiments using animals. The publication of The Pig Who Sang to the Moon, The Emotional World of Farmed Animals, by Jeffrey Musayef Masson was on this day in 2003. Jeffrey Masson's groundbreaking bestseller, When Elephants Weep, was the first book since Darwin's time to explore emotions in the animal kingdom, particularly from animals in the wild. Now he focuses exclusively on the contained world of the farmed animal, revealing startling, irrefutable evidence that barnyard creatures have feelings too, even consciousness. Weaving history, literature, anecdotes, scientific studies, and Masson's own vivid experiences observing pigs, cows, sheep, goats, and chickens over the course of 5 years, this important book at last gives voice, meaning, and dignity to these gentle beasts who are bred to be milked, shorn, butchered, and eaten. Can we ever know what makes an animal happy? Many animal behaviorists say no, but Jeffrey Masson has a different view. An animal is happy if he or she can live according to his or her own nature. Farmed animals suffer greatly in this regard. Chickens, for instance, like to perch in trees at night to avoid predators and to nestle with friends. The obvious conclusion, they cannot be happy when confined 20 to a cage. From field and barn to pen and coop, Masson bears witness to the emotions and intelligence of these remarkable farmed animals, each unique with distinct qualities. Curious, intelligent, self-reliant, many will find it hard to believe that these attributes describe a pig. In fact, there is much that humans share with pigs. They dream, know their names, and can see colors. Mother cows mourn the loss of their calves when their babies are taken away to slaughter. Given a choice between food that is nutritious or food that is lacking in minerals, sheep will select the former, balancing their diet and correcting the deficiency. Goats display quite a sense of humor, dignity, and fearlessness. Indian goats have been known to kill leopards. Chickens are naturally sociable. They will gather around a human companion and stand there serenely preening themselves, or sit quietly on the ground beside someone they trust. For far too long, farmed animals have been denigrated and treated merely as creatures of instinct rather than as sentient beings. Shattering the abhorrent myth of the dumb animal without feelings, Jeffrey Masson has written a revolutionary book that is sure to stir human emotions far and wide. And here's a quote from E.B. White's novel, Charlotte's Web. "It is quite possible that an animal has spoken to me and that I didn't catch the remark because I wasn't paying attention. Children pay better attention than grown-ups. If Fern says that the animals in Zuckerman's barn talk, I'm quite ready to believe her. Perhaps if people talked less, animals would talk more. People are incessant talkers. I can give you my word on that." E.B. White in his book, Charlotte's Web. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that today is the right day to pay attention to animals.